This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news of some great fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and with this Friday's free fishing days, it might be the perfect time to try your hand at landing a few of these fish. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, beginning Friday, aspiring and veteran anglers will again have an opportunity to test their luck at fishing state waters without first investing in a fishing license during the four-day free fishing days celebration. During the long weekend, which is June 15th through the 18th, anglers can fish Illinois waters without purchasing an annual fishing license, an inland trout stamp, or a salmon stamp. In addition, civic groups, community organizations, and recreational agencies will host a variety of special events, fishing derbies, and clinics as part of the 2018 Illinois Free Fishing Day celebration. Now, Free Fishing Days allows those who have never fished or those who haven't fished for a while a chance to try fishing, and the special events are intended to add to the fun. Throughout the state, dozens of special events are planned as part of Free Fishing Days. And for more information regarding these events, you can contact the Illinois Department of Natural Resources at 217-782-6302. That number again is 217-782-6302. And if you're a hunter, it's nearly permit time for a variety of opportunities. The IDNR will soon be accepting permit applications for dove or fall turkey hunting permits. Dove hunters may submit applications for hunting on state-controlled hunting areas. Permits to hunt at these sites are required during the first 5 days of the season. And permit applications are being accepted for the annual youth and youth adult dove hunts at state-managed sites. Applications for the youth and adult dove hunts must be submitted through the internet at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. And typically, hunters may begin applying about June 14th. Now, turkey hunters may now submit applications for the annual lottery to allocate fall hunting permits. Acceptance of permit applications for the special tenant landowner permits is also available. And the deadline for the first application period is July 2nd. And it is nearly frog season as well. While game gourmets will have their first opportunity for a fresh frog leg dinner during the June 15th season opener of the Illinois bullfrog hunting season. According to Illinois game regulations, frog may be taken by hand, pull and line fishing, pitchfork, landing net, bow and arrow, or spear or gig. The daily limit is 8 frogs with a possession limit of 16, and the season ends on August 31st. And it's also time for hunter education, believe it or not. With another busy summer underway, it's easy to forget the Illinois hunting seasons are just around the corner. Squirrel season begins August 1st, and young hunters will be required to complete the hunter education course before they can first purchase their Illinois hunting license and legally pursue wild game animals. Illinois law requires that all hunters born after January 1st, 1980 successfully complete this course before they can receive their first hunting license. Participants receiving the hunter education course receive a hunter education certification card verifying that they have passed the course of instruction. The minimum 10-hour course includes instruction in wildlife management, firearm safety, archery, muzzle loading, hunter ethics, game identification, first aid, survival techniques, and regulations. And the classes are taught and schedules are set by state-certified volunteer instructors. For more information or to enroll in the next scheduled class, contact your local IDNR office. And for information on upcoming classes in your area, see the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And that website again is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And as we mentioned, the fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs couldn't be much better. I mean, it has been superb. At Lake Shelbyville right now, the lake is still about 3 feet low and very clear, except way up in the mouth of both rivers where it is pretty stained. Water temperatures are running between 75 and 80 degrees already. The crappie have spawned and have moved out to the deep basins all over the lake. Just off the ledges or over deep brush, they're bunched up and hungry and trying to recover from the spawn. Most guides are spider rigging or slip bobber fishing with live bait, and boy, oh boy, are they catching them. Spider rigging on Lake Shelbyville's allows 3 rods per angler. So most guides have their clients setting up on the nose running 6 rods and tell me that there's nothing to see all 6 go down at the same time with both crappie and white bass hooked up. Electronics is a must if you're looking for huge schools suspended out in 20 feet or more. Keep looking and you'll hit the mother load. As far as walleye go, they're being caught very shallow, 1 to 4 feet on flats and with wind on them and shallow sandbars. Most anglers are casting quarter-ounce big dudes, and they're needing to cover a lot of water. But don't be afraid to revisit the same spot many times a day. These fish just pull up when there's bait in the area. The problem is the lake is so low. A lot of the shallow flats areas are so small that anglers know the spots and are staked out on them. Right now, a good day is about 6 keepers and twice that many shorts, and they're all walleye. The sauger just haven't shown up yet. Most anglers are pulling bouncers and spinners, but they're getting a few. But for the most part, crappie won't leave them alone. They need to get the water to drop a little bit deeper. Now, at Carlisle Lake, the pool is at 445 and steady. It's running about 83 to 84 degrees, and crappie are slowing down, and most are deeper. They're still catching quite a few of them, but just not as many as they had. And the catfish bite is quite good. They're catching lots of catfish, and there's been some dandies here lately. A white bass, there's a lot of them coming in from the islands and humps as well. Anglers are having very good success with white bass and catching good numbers of them. And the largemouth bass, they're fairly good, but we'll need to work. You'll need to work hard to cover a lot of greater water to catch good numbers of white or largemouth bass. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. Minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, and black and blue jigs, soft plastics are producing good fish around the Jackie Branch to Sandusky Cove and below the dam. And the crappie fishing, as it is most times, is excellent. Small to medium minnows on slip bobbers about 1 to 3 foot deep. Mealworms, quarter ounce, pink and white tube jigs all working well. And they're still very shallow, 2 to 5 feet. Fish attractors have been the trick. From shore, fish near the structures. The hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Laydowns, the Sailboat Harbor, the North and South Markham, and the Buckbrush and Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill are rated good. Small jigs, worms, mealworms, waxworms, and crickets are producing fish in the Sailboat Harbor and the Mine 21 and along Mine 21 Road. And the channel catfish, excellent. Lots of these channel catfish coming in. Large minnows, leeches, cut shad, shrimp, dip bait, night crawlers, and Sunny's commercial baits, all working well. Try leeches in moving water. Drift fish to flats. Set lines 3 to 4 foot over the shore, over the rocks, and in shallow bays. The Walton Dam, the North Sandusky Day Use Area, and 10 feet deep. Creeks are doing very well. And the white bass are rated fair. Inline spinners, jigs, and curly tail grubs are producing fish around the 154 bridges. Fish along the rocks and the drop-offs, and fish in the shallow bays and brush and cover and bushes. So there's some good fishing to be had at each of Illinois' 3 large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and the time is now to try it. Free fishing days is coming up this weekend, and that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And no license is required to enjoy some of this great action. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.